Hey guys, let me ask you a question. Whenever you have to make a decision, could be a big one, could be a small one, but whenever you have to make a decision in life, how do you go about doing it? What do you base your decision on? What foundation, maybe input from other people do you base that on? You know, if you're like me, a lot of times if you have to make a decision, you like to reach out to some of your close friends and say, okay, guys, this is what I'm up against. Give me some feedback. What do you think I should do? What have you been through this before? And there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, it's great for us men to have a network of other Christian men around us so that we can reach out to them for support and guidance through life. It's great to have that. But even with that, nothing replaces us being able to get into God's Word, to be able to get on our knees and pray and seek God about what we should do in a situation. Sometimes we're not going to have those guys around us. Sometimes we're not going to be able to make that phone call to someone we trust and say, hey, I got to make a decision right now. What do you think I should do? But what I can tell you is God is always there. And if we get into His Word and know what His Word says, then the Holy Spirit could bring that Word back to us in the times that we need it when we have to make an immediate decision. In the book of John, chapter 8, verses 31 and 32, it says, "So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in Him, 'If you abide in My Word, you are truly My disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.'" So guys, all through life, every day we're making decisions. And if we were abiding in God's Word, if we are living in His Word, fully functioning in His Word, walking in it, then we're going to know the truth. And that truth will help us to make godly decisions, decisions that are pleasing to the Lord, decisions that will benefit our families and move us further into God's kingdom. So if we stay out of His Word, though, if all we do is go to church on Sunday morning and get as much as we can from the pulpit on Sunday morning, then we're really not going to be nearly as effective. Let me give you this analogy. If you work out, I like to work out. If all we did was work out for 2 hours on Sunday morning, how effective would that be? We don't work out any other time throughout the week, just Sunday morning. How strong are we going to get? Not nearly as strong as if we worked out on a steady, regimented program all through the week, right? If both of us started out at the same strength levels, and I worked out only on Sunday mornings, you worked out 3 or 4 times a week, you're going to make much bigger gains than I. Same thing spiritually. If we're praying and reading our Word all through the week, reading God's Word all through the week, then we're going to make much better gains in our Christian walk with Christ than if all we do is get fed and kind of spiritually work out on Sunday morning. So this week, guys, get into God's Word, spend time in prayer, get to know Him better, know what He wants to tell you about your life and what His plans are for you. Practice hearing from God. That way, when you have to make that decision on the fly, you don't have time to make that call or shoot that text, you can hear from God, the Holy Spirit. We always need to confirm our decisions through Him anyway. So guys, thanks for listening. Have a blessed week, and I will talk to you next time.